With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump is reacting to Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's resignation announcement. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
The president said after Greene went bad, going from a MAGA ally to a critic, it was only a matter of time for her to leave Congress.
Once I left her, she resigned because she would never have survived a primary. But I think she's a nice person.
Despite that compliment, Donald Trump has called the GOP congresswoman a traitor for being critical of party leadership's handling of health care and the government shutdown. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Also tonight, we've learned more about the abduction of hundreds of children in Nigeria.
More than 300 children, boys and girls, ages 10 to 18, have been abducted by gunmen in Nigeria. The Christian Association of Nigeria says the kidnapping happened during an attack on a Catholic school in the north-central part of the country. Earlier, it was thought that a little more than 200 school children were taken. The kidnapping in Niger State happened 4 days after 25 school children were seized in neighboring Kebbi State. No group has claimed responsibility for the abductions, and authorities say tactical squads have been deployed alongside local hunters to rescue the children. I'm Donna Water.
U.S. senators critical of President Trump's approach to ending the Russia-Ukraine war say they spoke with Secretary of State Marco Rubio, who told them that the peace plan the president's pushing Kyiv to accept is a wish list of the Russians and not an actual plan. The 28-point peace plan was crafted by the Trump administration and the Kremlin without Ukraine's involvement. It acquiesces to many Russian demands that Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky has categorically rejected on dozens of occasions, including giving up large pieces of territory. The president says he wants Ukraine to accept the plan by late next week. This is SRN News. A pro-life group will spend big on the midterm elections.
A lot will be at stake in next fall's vote, including control of Congress, and SPA Pro-Life America wants to be sure the winners are those who protect unborn babies. The organization says it plans to spend $80 million to promote pro-life candidates across the nation in 2026. The focus will include Iowa, Michigan, Georgia, and North Carolina. All 435 seats in the House of Representatives will be on the line, as will one-third of the Senate. Michael Harrington reporting.
One of the most spectacular examples of Renaissance illuminated manuscripts is now on rare public display. The 15th century Borso d'Est Bible is known for its miniature paintings in gold and Afghan lapis lazuli. It was unveiled this month in the Italian Senate, where it will remain on display until January 16th. It's usually kept in a safe at a library in Modena and is rarely exhibited publicly. It was transported to Rome under heavy security. This is SRN News. The Intuit Dome will be allowed to keep its name during the Los Angeles Olympics in 2028. Bob Agnew has more.
Olympic organizers struck a deal with the makers of tax and business software as part of a groundbreaking arrangement to sell naming rights for venues at the upcoming Summer Games. In the past, the International Olympic Committee had required that all venues be scrubbed of corporate branding when used as an Olympic venue. The new arrangement is expected to raise hundreds of millions of dollars from founding partners like Intuit, Honda, and Starbucks, and to help the LA 28 Organizing Committee cover its estimated cost of $7.1 billion. Bob Agnew reporting.
University of Alabama at Birmingham says a football player stabbed two teammates Saturday morning, hours before the game against the University of South Florida. UAB says both wounded players are in stable condition. A suspect is in custody. Offensive lineman Daniel Mentzi was arrested and charged with assault and attempted murder. More details at srnnews.com.